Hello there, welcome to Frida's Garden. This is Frida, and I'm off on a little tangent again. The last post I did, I wrote that story just a few months after Jean passed, and I don't know if it was depressing or not, but you know, I have it up on Cowbird with the picture, and I thought, I just need to read it. And since Audio Boom is about storytelling, I think I'm going to get more into storytelling. But that's just what I was thinking about that. But I love storytelling, and I think I can do it pretty good. But when I do storytelling, it's got to be from something I know about. Otherwise, I feel like I'm just reading it. But right now, I'm not talking about that. Now I want to talk about Airbnb. So if you looked at that What Happens When You Turn 67 video. Actually, I'll be 68 come August 25th. And so that means I'm 12 years from turning 80. So I've been thinking about, what am I going to do? I just seem to be stuck. I'm stuck. I look out. Right now, I'm looking in my backyard. My dog is laying on the carpet. You know, I'm looking, and I can put my arms both ways and kind of twist around. I got plenty of room. I got my backyard. I got all these projects that I could do in my backyard. I wanted to build a shed out there. I've got some things to fill with peat moss or something to start some seeds, which I haven't done yet, which I should be doing. Might be too late even. I mean, if I want to have my garden or whatever, that's all things that are just nice, the things that I want to do. And because I live in this house in Southern California, and I would like to fix up my house. I've already painted the living room. If you look on geezerart.com, like I told you to in the last one where Gene did all his artwork, my house is not like that anymore. I've taken down a lot of Gene's art, and I have it in his old studio, and kind of made the house into what I like, which is I have yellow walls and a little more normal looking, not quite like the museum it used to be. And I was his muse, and I love seeing his art all. Now I've just taken a different look at my house, and it's more me because I love garden, and I've always kind of wanted it to be garden. So when you open up the door, it looks like it's just one huge garden. So you can look straight out in the back, clear to the back, and just see one huge bunch of tropical forest kind of garden stuff. But that's kind of always my dream. And then if I go look around my backyard, I realize that I have like a different table set up somewhere. Like I'm going to have people over. Whoa, sorry. It stopped when I got a phone call. But anyway, I was saying, there goes my actually hearing my clock. It's such a nice sound, isn't it? Look at that. You can't have a grandmother clock in an RV. What would I do with my grandmother clock? My husband got, and the kids all got, went together to get this and bring it home and surprise me on Christmas when they were little. I love my grandfather clock. But I'm going to be 80 in 12 years. Maybe I should joy the grandfather clock in my house for the next 12 years. But then it'll be too late to kind of travel around the country if I wanted to ever do that. So see that dilemma I'm in? I don't want to make the mistake. Like, I know someone who actually sold their big, beautiful two-story house, way bigger and beautiful than mine was, sold their two-story house and traveled the country with their husband, traveled all around the country, saw everything, and then after a few years, they ran out of money. They sold their RV, and they moved to Yuma, Arizona, in a trailer that has a swamp cooler. And if I sell my house and I move into an RV full-time, I'm worried that would happen to me, because that's the last place I want to live, in Yuma, Arizona. Sorry for all those people living in Yuma, Arizona, but Arizona actually is not a place I want to live. I don't like it too hot. And then I don't like it too cold. Of course, my family is back in Tennessee, over by Knoxville, over by you, Doug, if you're listening to this. I could be friends with Doug and his whole family if I moved back there with them. And back in Knoxville, it's not really Knoxville, it's close to it. But I've been getting severe weather alerts every single day on my phone. And it's because of this nasty cold weather, and it's 1 degrees back there. I don't know how you can stand it, Doug. I swear, I just can't do cold anymore. I came out here when I was 16 to Southern California from Iowa, and Iowa was also freezing cold, like Tennessee, during the winter. And there's so many months that it's cold. I would have fun with the snow, and I mean, I could have a little fun with the snow, but every day that cold and all the snow, and I mean, if I found a house back there and the heat went out or electricity, I mean, you could die in weather like that. I even thought of that when I was a kid. Yeah, I was out one time on the road in my new car when I was, I had a car when I was 14, by the way, and I had a CB radio in it, and I worked at a drive-in and an airport. I had like 3 jobs and a drive-in theater back in those days. They had drive-in theaters back in Iowa. And I also worked at a hamburger stand. So I had 3 jobs during the week plus going to school, which I did not do a good job at. But one time, this terrible storm, as I was going out to work at the drive-in, my car stopped. And when I went to open up the door, there was no cushion thing on the handle or the armrest on the door. I had pulled it off for some reason, and there was just a piece of metal sticking out. So when I opened up the door, I went out the door, and I cut my leg. So now I'm bleeding in the middle of a snowstorm, and my car wouldn't start, so I had no heat. And I'm thinking, a person could actually die in weather like this. And people do all the time. I remember thinking that when I was a kid. It's like, I hate this. I got to get out of this. And finally, I used my CB radio. That's why I mentioned that. And I called somebody on the CB radio because there was no such thing as cell phones in those days, of course, and it wasn't going to happen for a long time with cell phones. But I had a CB radio, and I called somebody, or I put the message out, and somebody came by and helped me and fixed the car and whatever. I don't kind of remember after that because that was a long time ago. But anyway, that was my experience. So if I go back there, I will see my grandkids and, you know, and I'll be the grandma that I should be. But why they chose to go to such a cold place, I don't know. Because I have like pretty much 12 months a year I can garden, and it's nice here, you know. But I'd like to get an RV and travel around. I haven't done much traveling. Been up to Northern California and saw Yosemite and Sequoia, which were awesome. And I've been to Washington, D.C. I was there for 3 days, took a cab and went to Lincoln's Memorial, ran through it and ran through some different places. And Washington, D.C. I went to New York and I was there for 3 days, just 3 days. Found out that the subways in New York, and I did not know this, and my husband, Gene, was from New York, and the subways are like 4 deep. I thought the one train went down and it became a subway and it was just one train down there, but they're 4 levels deep. That shocked me and still does because I didn't know that till I was in my 50s when I went there for a meeting. So I've been a few places, but and I was in the Navy Reserve, so I went for training back in Bainbridge. Where is that? Maryland? Or Maryland, I think. Bainbridge, Maryland. That was interesting. But it's not like I saw Maryland or anything. I just pretty much flew over it and came back. Anyway, I'm just kind of rambling on there. And who on earth wants to hear me ramble on? Unless you just like hearing me. I'm like just sort of talking out loud and talking about what my future, what holds, and how am I ever going to get rid of all this stuff? And do I want to leave my garden? And do I really even like gardening that much? I say that, but I've done a lot of gardening. I mean, do I need to grow plants anymore. It's a lot of work. And all this physical work of garage sales and going to swap meet and selling things. It's a good thing I got a pickup truck. But I tell you, the tables are heavy. Everything's heavy. I'm so exhausted at the end of the night. My feet are swollen. I pass out as soon as I get home, like 6 or 7, and sleep till the morning because it's so much work. So I'm really in a dilemma right now. Of course, I could go get a job, but who hires you at 67 and let alone 68? And I've always been an entrepreneur, so I'd probably put in my 2 cents too much and get fired anyway. So I need to think up a business if anybody knows. Oh, I could work online, and then I could take it in my RV wherever I go. And then I could afford to pay my bills off, and then I'd be okay with my Social Security. Yeah, there we go. Okay, so this is a call out for an online job that pays more than, that pays in it, that's a fair pay. I don't care if I make a lot, but it's got to be enough to help me survive. And I'm pretty good, you know. I owned a school for 20 years, Walden Multimedia Institute. I taught computer graphics and animation and internet publishing, all of which I turned over to my 14 staff members. And, of course, now I can't do any of those because I did not totally keep up. But I suppose I could relearn something. You know, in technology, things change really quick. All right, that's enough of my pleading for advice. But if you have any, I love what Doug said. Doug, you were awesome. You said you could see me. Thanks for visualizing for me. But you could see me traveling the country and talking about gardening. But I'm not even a very good gardener. So I'm afraid somebody'd ask me what the technical name of that plant is. And I'd say something like, I think it's hen and chicks, you know. I know that's dill, and that's lima beans. I love big mama lima beans. I don't know if I have enough knowledge to talk about plants. See, I'm a master of all trades, and I can talk just about anything, but I'm no longer... I do sneeze a lot, excuse me. I'm no longer an expert at any one thing except getting old. I guess I'm just not feeling empowered. All right. Well, I'll leave you with that. Although I could leave you with something more positive. I gave my dogs a bath this morning. And Mikey. I gave Mikey a nice bath. Did you have a nice bath? You want to say something? No one can hear your tail wagging. He likes it. He liked it. However, my bathtub got plugged up. And if your bathtub gets plugged up, you know what to do? I'll leave you with a piece of advice. This is one thing I do know. I poured a whole bunch of baking soda down the drain. And then what you do is you pour vinegar down the drain. Well, I had run out of plain vinegar, and I had apple vinegar. But what the heck? I just used that. And then it bubbles all up, and everything is absolutely working wonderful now. So there you go. I left you with a piece of advice. Baking soda and vinegar in your drains. Use it often, and you will be a happy, drain-free person. Make myself laugh. Bye.